And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 27th of August, 2015. 1859, on this date, petroleum was discovered in Titusville, Pennsylvania. People, of course, had seen it before, but they had developed a drill and a system for bringing the oil up. A man named Edwin Drake had developed it. So it was the first well successfully drilled in search of oil. And until the Texas oil boom of 1901, Pennsylvania was responsible for half the oil in the world, which spawned the brands Pennzoil and Quaker State. The man who developed the drill, Edwin Drake, never patented it, and he died in poverty in 1880. It's the birthday of the novelist Theodore Dreiser, Terre Haute, Indiana, 1871, who gave us two great American novels, Sister Carrie and An American Tragedy. He grew up in poverty, ninth of 10 children, father, German immigrant, very Catholic, worked as a mill worker, often unemployed. The family had to move around a good deal. The brothers and sisters in the family seemed to be in trouble most of the time, adultery, pregnancies, jail, alcoholism, whereas young Theodore was quiet and studious, and in high school he had a teacher whose name was Mildred Fielding, and she sympathized with Dreiser. She'd grown up poor herself. She recognized his potential, encouraged him, told him to ignore the gossip about his wayward family. Theodore Dreiser went off to Chicago, found work as a reporter, and turned his hand to fiction in 1899 and wrote his great novel, Sister Carrie, came out the following year, based in part on a scandal involving his sister Emma, who had run away with a man who had broken into his employer's safe and robbed it. Dreiser wrote the novel about an 18-year-old country girl from Wisconsin, moves to Chicago, live out the American dream. She uses her youth and beauty to become the mistress of wealthy men, which enables her to secure a sophisticated lifestyle almost overnight. Because Dreiser did not condemn the character and punish Sister Carrie, his publisher had some misgivings about the story. They didn't publicize the book very much. It sold not very well. And Dreiser did not write another novel for almost 10 years. An American Tragedy did sell well when it came out in 1925. And it was recently included on a Time magazine list of 100 best English language novels of all time. And it's the birthday of the man who said, a man who writes for a living does not have to go anywhere in particular, and he could rarely afford to, even if he wanted. C.S. Forrester, born in Cairo, Egypt, 1899, who wrote The African Queen and the Horatio Hornblower stories. Here's a poem for today by Dorian Laux entitled Moon in the Window. I wish I could say I was the kind of child who watched the moon from her window, would turn toward it and wonder. I never wondered. I read dark signs that crawled toward the edge of the page. It took me years to grow a heart from paper and glue. All I had was a flashlight, bright as the moon, a white hole blazing beneath the sheets. Moon in the Window, a poem by Dorian Laux from Facts About the Moon, published by W.W. Norton and Company, used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.